Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 23rd, 2006. Today's message is titled, It's No Joking Matter. The scripture text is from Genesis chapter 19, verse 14. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city. But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. Those who know me personally are aware that I sure enjoy teasing and having a good laugh. The Bible says there is a time to laugh, and I am thankful that God placed this feature in our human disposition. Sometimes people don't know how to take me personally, my personality, and more than a few times my teasing and joking has gotten me in some minor trouble. But as Brooksine tells us there, when I tease her and her friends, you just have a dad with a colorful personality. It's interesting now, Stair is also a tease. But there are issues in life that are just not joking matters. All over the world, Christians regularly proclaim their belief in the judgment by reciting the Apostles' Creed. He shall come to judge the living and the dead. Or they may profess this belief in a doctrinal statement. Today, there are those faithful ministries that warn of impending judgment. But this is a subject many just don't want to hear. Indeed, for many, judgment is just a joking matter. The response of Lot's sons-in-law typifies the attitude. Lot had been told to warn anyone who belonged to him to leave the city, for it would be destroyed. I consider this a wonderful act of grace on God's part. Lot urged these young men, hurry and get out of this place because the Lord is about to destroy the city. Ponder with me a moment about their response. They thought he was joking. And yet biblical history records the awful judgment that came upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Many today, now some 4,000 years later, still laugh and scoff at the notion of a future judgment. Whether God's judgment is that of the whole earth, specific nations, or single individuals, it's just a joking matter to many people. The good life, along with years of secularism and biblical illiteracy, has dulled us to this most certain future event. There are many who regularly profess that he shall come to judge the living and the dead, but give little thought to the meaning or impact of these solemn words. Even so, God has made himself very clear in his word. Man is destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment, Hebrews 9:27. To the scoffers of his day, Peter warned, that they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. I contend among my main responsibilities in this life is to personally prepare for this judgment and to warn others. God has also been very clear regarding how we are to prepare. Fundamentally, he wants our trust and obedience. Many consider judgment a joking matter, but let us who truly believe in the Lord continue to stand up for the truth and warn those around us that judgment is coming. Lot's sons-in-law were urged to hurry and get out of this place. The New Testament parallel is a plea that, quote, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Today, let us all be prepared for the judgment and seek to warn others. Well, it's a joy to share with you this morning. I am Stephen Weber. This ministry is dailyencouragement.net. Normally, my wife joins me, but this morning, Brooksine has taken off early to take our Amish neighbors on a trip. Many of you may be aware the Amish, at least the particular group of characterizing most Amish people, do not drive their own vehicles. They drive buggies, so on longer trips, they use English, as they call us, even though maybe we're not necessarily English, but they call us the English. And she called a few minutes ago and did not expect to be back. She normally shares a prayer at this time, and I'm going to share that prayer today. It's a common prayer that expresses faith in God's plan of salvation. It's often called the sinner's prayer. Believing what this prayer expresses is the main component to being prepared for the coming judgment. It's not the exact words we say, but this is a typical expression of beginning faith in the Lord, and I would say beginning and ongoing as well. I welcome you to pray it with me today as a podcast listener. Many of you have already done so. Reaffirm your faith in the Lord. If you've never said a prayer like this, say it from your heart today and begin the journey of being prepared for judgment and living an abundant, fulfilling life on this earth. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner. I believe that you came to this earth and died on the cross as a substitute for me. I place my faith in you and what you have done for me. I receive you into my life and choose this day to serve and to follow you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen. I prayed that prayer thousands of times, and even today it's again the expression of my heart. And I urge it to be the expression of your heart as well. Indeed, judgment is no joking matter. May we live our lives in a state of preparation for what will most certainly come.